We're thrilled to have with us the Big Ten champion at heavyweight for 2020, Gable Steveson. He is with us. And first of all, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So much to talk about when it comes to wrestling. And a few other things. I saw a tweet about maybe you were teasing PJ Fleck about coming out for football, so we might ask you about that here in a second. I'm sure
yes,
Coach Eggum is not real keen on that idea, but
we'll
hit on that in just a second. But first, what a calendar year so far from the start of 2020 where you were able to get back on the mat, dominate, win the Big Ten, look like you're on your way to maybe a national title in your hometown in front of 50,000 at US Bank Stadium, and then the trapdoor fell out with the health pandemic, Olympic dreams, a lot of stuff happening here. What has this six-month stretch been like for Gable Steveson?
6 months have been crazy. I think I'm starting the 2020 out pretty nice, going undefeated, won the Big Ten tournament, but obviously we got hit with the COVID like few days before the national tournament. I remember we were taking a visit to US Bank Stadium, and probably I think the next day we got called and said they're going to cancel the tournament. So it's heartbreaking, but obviously people's health are first on everyone's priority, and that's how it should be. And but right on there and right on the grass, we're grabbing the national championship and it gets taken away. So kind of heartbreaking, but we move forward day by day.
Yeah, and when you devote your life and your passion to wrestling and you're the best at what you do, how hard is that to deal with? Is it something at times you still have to cope with a little bit in terms of the disappointment level of missing out on that specific opportunity especially? It's not often where in your hometown you're going to set an attendance record and you have a chance to hit your dream.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, it's real heartbreaking. But, like, we move day by day and we move forward and just look forward to next year. And I wish I would have won in front of Minneapolis. I mean, we haven't had a big national champion since, like, I think 2013. It was Tony Nelson. And I was going to be the next. And in my mind, I knew I was going to be the next. Just that mental advantage on everyone else, and especially beating everyone else during the year, I think I had it on me and I was going to pull it off.
Well, how was the year on the map, though? As you mentioned, undefeated. You were pretty dominant, obviously. You won the Big Ten. That had to be a thrill as well. Take me through how you felt once you're able to get back out there and represent the U.
I felt great representing the U. I mean, it's the best university out there, especially for heavyweights and every other sport, too. But I think it was great for me to go out there and dominate, put on a show for the fans, like how I always like to, and just keep building with my team and making sure the team can be the best they can while I can too.
Let me ask you about the Olympics. They were supposed to be in Japan here next month, I guess. They were supposed to start. There was a good likelihood that you would have been on that team. They've been pushed back to 2021. How is your schedule now set? Are you still hoping to be part of the process of qualifying and being on that team for next summer?
Yeah, I'm still in the process of qualifying. We still have to do the Olympic trials next year. And so hopefully I can go in there and win it and get my Olympic spot and go overseas back to Japan and win the Olympic gold.
Is there a possibility in terms of what you will do in regard to training? Will you – sometimes I know in the past wrestlers have taken the collegiate year off to train to get ready for the Olympics. Have you thought about that? Do you have a plan yet on what you'll possibly be trying to do there?
No, I don't think we'll take a year off. I came to Minnesota to do my four to five years, and I don't see a point in me taking the year off. I mean – I probably would do a half year doing the freestyle and mix it in with the folk style. And I think that's the best option for me to get the most out of myself and the most with, and especially being with the team too and getting national championships. So I think probably will never take a year off and just keep going forward.
Well, and with that, if you're back on this team next year in the maroon and gold and with some of the recruiting folks that have come in and the returners who, you know, will make progress, this team can be a pretty darn good dual meet and tournament team in addition to you as an individual, I would think.
Yeah, I think we got some hammers on the team. It's just we're real young last year and we're still going to be young this year, I think, next this upcoming year too. And I think with the guys we have, it's just a little too here and there, but obviously there's a lot of other great teams. We just got to go head to toe with them this next upcoming year. I don't think last year we really went head to head with them, and I think next year we got to really focus up and get that mental change to be able to go out there and dominate each match.
What was it like having to do learning from home, distance learning, take classes online, try to finish the semester strong that way?
It's crazy. I mean, a lot of times we're face to face with a teacher and you can ask all the unlimited amount of questions you want right there, but normally when we had to go out to the online learning, I think a lot of teachers just got bombarded with emails and some of them won't answer, and it's tough. But I mean, I finished out strong and I got my think I got a few awards for being on the academic teams, and I'm really grateful for that because I've never had an academic award before. So that was probably my most proud accomplishment this year.
Yeah, no question. I noticed that you had won a couple of those awards. What is that like, the balance as a student athlete putting in the work in the wrestling room? And I know you're a big committed to weightlifting, and then also having to put in the time to not only do the classes, in this case online, but excel in them and get good grades and all of that.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, every student athlete will tell you that it's hard, and I feel like a lot of people don't really understand the sacrifice that we have to give to move forward in academic life plus sport athletic life. And I think a lot of athletes know that how tough it really can be. And I'm grateful that we have the staff that we have in Minnesota to put together tutors and put together times that we can go in and get help too. So I think that's really important for all of us.
What's it like wrestling for Coach Agum and the staff? Obviously, you're a hometown guy who could have gone to any program in the country, highly recruited. You chose to stay home.
Chose to stay home. I just felt like it was the best option for me. I wanted to create my own path here instead of following a journey somewhere else. And Agum and Becker and Bramble are amazing people, and I love them. And we're gonna take it step by step, and we're gonna create goals for ourselves. And like I said, they're the best coaches in the country.
All right, I got to ask you about this tweet from earlier in the spring. You were outside working out. You put on a little football move, I think, got down in a three-point stance, if memory serves me correct, and teased a little bit like, hey, Coach Fleck, what do you think? And obviously with your athleticism, he probably could have played football, a D-end, a tight end, something, maybe a linebacker, who knows. And obviously I would guess Coach Agum said, we're not going to have you play football.
I mean, that three-point stance was terrible. I need to work on that for sure. But I think if the time came, maybe get a fifth year and play football, but I highly doubt it. I mean, it was just a tease, I feel. But, I mean, if we don't have a wrestling season this year, anything could happen. I mean, I think I have the athleticism to make it happen, and I think the football fans would love to have me.
That's for sure. And you wouldn't be the first that have tried football coming out of wrestling, and there have been guys years ago who played both in the Big Ten, but the times have changed a little bit, that's for sure. I also want to ask you about a tweet where you predicted that at some point in your life, probably soon, you were going to dominate WWE, maybe follow in the footsteps of a couple of other former Gophers, either in, obviously with Brock Lesnar, and I know football player Mike Rollis is now trying to work his way up in pro wrestling as well. Is that a goal for you? You want to, once you're through here, maybe win a gold medal, a couple of national titles, and then ride off into the sunset to the WWE?
Yeah, I think that's the main goal for me. It's been my dream for a while now to be able to be a WWE superstar. I mean, it's crazy. A lot of people know that it's staged a lot of times, and but I think it's the fan base they have and what I can bring to the table for them, I think, is the best that they can have. And me and Lesnar have talked about it, and it's as the years go on, it gets more realistic for me, and it's crazy to see that in a couple of years when I'm done with school and claim my national championships and hopefully a gold medal for Olympics and go on and walk off and create a new path for myself in there.
Well, we'll look forward to that journey for sure, watching it and following it. And we'll especially welcome you guys all back to campus here as the summer rolls along. And let's hope things are safe and healthy, but that we can have a wrestling season, that football can happen, all this stuff goes on. But we'll look forward to seeing you on campus soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.